Hey there, overthinkers. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling those mental knots and finding some much-needed peace. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important, creating a self-care plan that actually works. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like your mental batteries are perpetually draining faster than you can recharge them. You know that feeling when your to-do list is a mile long, stress levels are through the roof, and me time feels like a distant memory? We've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about intentionally carving out space for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like giving yourself a mental tune-up, keeping things running smoothly so you can navigate life with more ease and resilience. Okay, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build your personalized self-care blueprint. 1. Listen to your body seriously. It's not just about what's going on in your head, it's also about how your body feels. Are you constantly exhausted? Do you get headaches or muscle tension easily? These are signals, my friends. Ignoring them is like ignoring a flashing red light on your dashboard. Pay attention to those whispers and screams from your body and adjust accordingly. 2. Ditch the superhuman myth. We're all human, that means we have limits. Trying to do everything all the time, be everything to everyone, is a recipe for burnout. Learning to say no gracefully is an essential self-care skill. It's not selfish, it's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up fully in the areas that truly matter. 3. Schedule me time like any other appointment. Treat the self-care activities like important meetings, put them on your calendar and stick to them. Whether it's a 30-minute walk in nature, an hour dedicated to reading, or simply taking a long hot bath, make it non-negotiable. 4. Move your body even if it's just for 5 minutes. Exercise isn't just about physical fitness, it's a powerful stress reliever and mood booster. You don't have to become a marathon runner overnight. Start small, a brisk walk, some yoga stretches, even dancing around your living room counts. 5. Fuel your body right. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel mentally and emotionally. Prioritize nourishing foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein. Cut back on processed foods, sugary drinks, and excessive caffeine. They can leave you feeling drained and sluggish. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling work, kids, and trying to keep her life from completely unraveling. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. Now, instead of drowning in guilt for taking time for herself, Sarah decides to incorporate small self-care practices into her day. She wakes up 15 minutes earlier for a quick meditation session before the chaos begins. During lunch breaks, she takes a walk outside to soak up some sunshine and fresh air. After dinner, while the kids are occupied with their activities, she enjoys reading a book or taking a relaxing bath. These small but consistent acts of self-care make a world of difference for Sarah. She feels calmer, more centered, and better equipped to handle life's daily demands. Remember, overthinkers, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. So, my amazing listeners, let's recap. Listen to your body, those whispers or clues. Dish the superhuman myth, saying no is powerful. Schedule me time like a boss. Move your body, even small bursts make a difference. Fuel your body with goodness, it impacts your mind too. Now go out there and create that self-care plan that works for you. Don't forget to share your favorite self-care tips with me on social media. And if this episode resonated with you, leave a review and spread the word. Until next time, keep those minds calm and those spirits bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.